Valley's radio station is KZST Santa Rosa.
Your request, your dedications, your favorite sappy love songs. That's what the show is all about. We are here to find out what in the world is going on in your world, to pry into your business, and then to take that situation and marry it with the perfect song, give it back to you as a gift via the airwaves. Calling the Delilah Show. Who is this?
This is Sandy. I've had a bad day.
You turn it up. Why did you have a bad day?
Well, me and my fiance kind of got into it today because the way I vent is I keep a journal. And he kind of got into my journal and read some things. It's a big journal, so it's from before he and I met on up until now. And he read some things in there and from my past, and we kind of got into it.
Well, the first thing I would say is I would have really strong second thoughts about calling somebody a fiancé, which means you're planning to spend the life with them, who is so disrespectful and so rude that he would go through your journal and read anything.
That's how I felt.
A journal is a place for you to share your soul, the deepest thoughts and your secrets and your fantasies and blah, blah, blah.
Exactly. That's my private stuff. And it wasn't offered. And I thought I could trust him. So I just left it laying on my desk.
Yeah. You should never have to hide something like that from your love.
Exactly.
That would scare the bejeebies out of me if I were engaged to somebody who was that icky.
Exactly. And I gave him no reason not to trust me, so that's probably why I felt
violated?
Yes.
Completely and totally, because you have been?
Exactly.
Yeah. No, no excuse. Good luck.
Thank you so much.
Strumming my pain with his fingers, singing my life with his words, killing me softly with his song, killing me softly with his song, telling my whole life with his words, killing me softly with his song.
Put your hand in my hand, baby, don't ever look
Tonight's Delilah's Dilemma says, over 25 years ago, my parents kicked me out of their house at the age of 16 when they learned that I was gay. Soon after, I found the love of my life, and we had 13 wonderful years together before he passed. The years after his death, I struggled with addiction. I have been clean for 3.5 years now. I just found out I have lymphoma, and I'm also HIV positive. I have a longing to reconnect with my family, but I'm not sure if they would want to. They are the type that believe that you choose to be an addict just as you choose to be gay. So I would love to have some advice on how to handle this dilemma. Sincerely, from Chris. Chris, I will have my words of love for you coming up next. You're listening to Delilah. Sonoma County's one and only KZST. There's no better time than the new year to resolve to protect your identity and finances. LifeLock makes it easy to help protect your identity and financial future. LifeLock monitors your accounts and credit and detects potential threats to your identity that you may miss on your own. And if you do become a victim of ID theft, a U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. Plus, all plans are backed by the $1 million protection package, meaning you'll be reimbursed up to your plan limits for funds lost due to identity theft. LifeLock is the New Year's resolution that's easy to keep. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK or go to lifelock.com and use promo code LOVE to save up to 25% off your first year. That's lifelock.com, promo code LOVE to save 25%.
Hosted by true crime author and killer storyteller Mary Kay McBrayer, the new podcast, The Greatest True Crime Stories Ever Told, delivers riveting narratives about killers, scammers, journalists, and avengers. Drawing from years of research, this podcast redefines true crime, breaking free from stereotypes.
She provided investigators in Mountain City, Tennessee, with exactly the evidence they needed to take 4 murderers to court.
Listen to The Greatest True Crime Stories Ever Told wherever you get your podcasts.
Did you know that some ordinary cold medicines can raise your blood pressure? That's why DayQuil High Blood Pressure is specially formulated to provide daytime cold and flu symptom relief without ingredients like sugar, alcohol, and decongestants. If you have high blood pressure and you need fast, powerful relief from your worst cold and flu symptoms, choose DayQuil High Blood Pressure. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Hey, where did we go? Days when the rains came down in the hollow, playing a new game, laughing. Skipping and a jumping in the misty morning fog with our hearts a thumping, and you, a brown eyed girl, and you, my brown eyed girl, and whatever happened to Tuesday and so slow. Transistor radio, standing in the sunlight laughing, hiding behind a rainbow's wall, slipping and sliding all along the waterfall with you, a brown-eyed girl. We used to sing sha-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la
la la di da, la di da.
you have grown. Cast my memory back there, Lord. Sometimes I'm overcome thinking about making love in the green grass behind the stadium with you. My brown eyed girl. We used to sing
sha la 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 la.
I'm a teacher and I can't believe it happened to me.
I'm a lawyer and I was a victim.
I'm a mom, and I'm still trying to undo the damage.
According to research from the Star Debit and ATM Network, one in six people are victims of identity theft. And the newest scam is phishing, spelled P-H-I-S-H-I-N-G, a deceptive way criminals lure people into giving out personal and financial information.
I'm in construction.
I'm a nurse.
I work with computers every day, and I was a victim.
I clicked on an email link that I thought was from my bank. It took me to a website that looked just like my bank.
The caller said he was from my mortgage company, and I believed him.
Be on guard. Treat unexpected requests for information with suspicion. Contact your trusted financial institution or other business directly if you suspect a request is not legitimate. Secure tools like your PIN number help keep your transactions safe. Don't give out your passwords and other private information to anyone fishing for it. Visit phishinginfo.org to learn more. A message from the National Consumers League.
You've been at work all day staring at that computer screen, and the last thing on your mind is turning it on again right now. But before you go to sleep tonight, why don't you place a little note right next to your purse that says KZST.com. Just a little reminder. So tomorrow when you are at work, you can listen to KZST on your computer, broadcasting live on the internet 24 hours a day at KZST.com. And
your smart mouth drawing me in and you kicking me out. You've got my head spinning, no kidding, I can't pin you down. What's going on in that beautiful mind? I'm on your magical mystery ride and I'm so dizzy, don't know what hit me, but I'll be alright. My head, your perfect imperfections. Give your all to me, I give my all to you. You're my end and my beginning, even when I lose, I'm winning. 'Cause I give you all of me, and you give me all of you. Your perfect imperfections. Give your all to me, I'll give my all to you. You're my end and my beginning, even when I lose, I'm winning. 'Cause I give you all of me, and you give me all. I give you all of me. and you give me all of you. Oh.
Tonight's Delilah's Dilemma is from someone that got kicked out of his family's life a quarter of a century ago because of his sexual orientation. He says, I feel a longing to reconnect with my family, but I'm not sure if they would want to. Chris, if they have made no effort to reach out to you in all these years to acknowledge your existence, to try to connect with you, then I am guessing that any effort on your part is not going to be received the way you are hoping it will. You can try, but if you do reach out without any expectations. Because if they wanted to be connected to you, it seems to me like they would have let you know that somewhere along the way, okay? You cannot set yourself up for another heartache. You can't. Your heart can't handle it and your health can't handle it. So do not set yourself up for another heartache. If you want to reach out and say, I'm thinking of you, I miss you, I would like to reconnect with you, then do that. But don't do it with expectations of how they will respond. Because it does not sound like they understand what unconditional love is. So reach out if that will help your heart, but do so without any expectations. Because it doesn't sound like they understand the gift of unconditional love. That said, I am sure you've got people in your life who love you unconditionally. That's where you should be putting your energy, in the people who love you and support you just the way you are.
Another day has gone. I'm still all alone. How could this be?